U.S. Chess Executive Board open session number two, I believe it is, for Monday. U.S. Chess Executive Board open session number three for Monday, January 20th, 2020, Raleigh, North Carolina. Mr. President.
So while we've been in closed session, we have been discussing some other contract matters. We've been discussing the document for the endowment trust fund and with the changes that our attorney had recommended, and we very importantly saw a demonstration of the progress to date on phase one of our IT project to completely rewrite the back-end databases of the U.S. Chess information system and to also put a new front end on it. And one thing that we did see and that we had talked about with the staff reports yesterday was that the pace of this is going really well, and that in the opinion of our team, it makes sense to pull some of the anticipated phase two items into phase one. Some of those issues relate to not writing some stuff in an intermediate format, but to go ahead and convert particularly some of the customer facing sides of the website out of the existing content management systems into the new one that's contemplated in the project statement. So I think we have a motion to that effect, and Mr. Secretary, would you read that motion?
All right, in the order I have them, I have the...
Let's do the IT one first.
IT first. All right, the motion is we have a recommendation to move certain items from phase two of the IT project to phase one. The reason is for the overall efficiency of the project. To pay for the additional work in phase one, we approve an increase in the phase one contract limit to include an additional 900 consulting hours.
Okay. All in favor of that expansion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes 7-0. Now also, we dealt with some other matters, so I think we can just take those in order, Mr. Secretary.
All right, we have a committee co-chair assignment here. The executive board moves to appoint Robert Messenger, New Hampshire, 12418118, as co-chair of the States and Affiliates Committee.
That appointment had been requested by the chair of the committee, and so all in favor of that appointment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Seeing none opposed, it passes 7-0. And you know, we acknowledge that Bob played a really important role in the resolution of the Connecticut matter, so it's kind of an extension of what he's been doing anyway. Next,
the executive board moves to decertify the eNotate electronic notation device, END.
Let's have some brief discussion about that. I think that proposal had been submitted by Mr. Hoffpower. Mike, you want to address the reasons behind that so we can put it on the record?
Yes, Mr. President. There's two principal reasons. The first reason is perhaps the most significant, and it is that the eNotate device can be started in what is called a non-native mode. In other words, it can be started with Fritz or Chessmaster or Chessbase or something else running other than the actual eNotate software. It is only when the user starts the device in the native mode with the eNotate software that all other functionality and chess engines and Bluetooth or internet capability, everything is locked out when the eNotate software is running. And as many of the members, perhaps some of whom own the eNotate devices, may recall, it was our own Sivan Maradian, rest his soul, who invented this device and then marketed it. And since Sivan's passing, it's become clear that there is no longer any technical assistance available for this device. So for those two reasons, the ability of the device to be started with chess software running, as well as the inability for it to receive any technical support for its users, I recommended this motion to have the device decertified.
Because we don't have anyone to go to to see about a technical change in it to prevent that. This works on a cell phone platform.
No, it's on the it was on the Dell Palm Pilot.
Palm Pilot, that's right. Yeah. And the problem was is that it did not inherently wipe everything with the Palm Pilot.
Right. It is the only electronic notation device where upon a claim has been submitted to the ethics committee, and then the member was suspended for 3 years because of using the e-notate in a non-native mode.
Our main issue here is we can't fix the problem.
Right.
I mean, there's no way to fix the problem, and because the device, you know, the manufacturer of the device, the publisher, whatever you want to call it, isn't around to do anything with it.
Yeah,
too.
And unlike the Monroy or the Chestnoter and the PlyCount, those devices don't have any other software loaded on them at all. So unless someone physically breaks into the device and reprograms it or does something that is beyond the capacity of a normal user, it doesn't have the same degree of vulnerability that the e-notate now has. And that, you know, as we've evolved our electronic notation device certification policy, it's become clear that the e-notate is kind of, you know, falling out of the run.
Is there any further discussion of the issue? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion to decertify the e-notate software, it's really what it is, by extension, the device on the Palm Pilot, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion passes 7-0. We have another motion, Mr. Secretary.
The last two motions coming out of closed deal with the new endowment fund trust. First of all, the executive board moves to adopt the U.S. Chess Endowment Fund Trust Declaration.
Purpose behind this is we have previously created the endowment fund that the board is managing. This gives us a smaller group of people to assure that the funds are being invested in a prudent way, and that the restrictions by imposed by donors are being met. So it also puts some guardrails up around the money, as had been recommended to us by leadership of the Chess Trust. So in taking some of their advice as to making sure that we can kind of insulate this from the normal activities of U.S. Chess. The trust is indeed a grantor trust, and it was modeled after the LMA trust document. There are some variations from it. LMA trust, example, the trustees are appointed by the delegates here. The trustees would be appointed by the executive board. The provision does call for six trustees for six-year terms, and the initial set of trustees would have three appointed to three-year terms and three appointed to six-year terms. And then after that, those terms are up, the board will appoint replacements for them, with the trustees who are appointed to serve until their replacements are named, as is common in these situations. Are there any further discussion of that matter? We had a fairly extensive discussion and made some modifications to it in closed session, since it is a contract. Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 7-0. The endowment trust is created. Mr. Secretary.
Last motion coming out of closed. The executive board moves to name Alan Priest, Chuck D. Unruh, and Mike Hoffpower as six-year trustees, and Carol Meyer, Mike Neatman, and Peter Dyson as three-year trustees to the U.S. Chess Endowment Fund Trust.
After 3 years, those set of three-year terms will be appointed for the appointment for people to fill those seats will be for 6 years. So the short appointment is simply to get us on a cycle of having three appointed every other year.
Every third year. Two out of 3 years.
Yeah, every third year we will be appointing. So we'll have 2 years where there's no one appointed,
right,
and then we'll reappoint half the group. Is there any discussion?
Just clarification on, I think about it. does that start with the creation of the document, which we're doing today? So it's
yes.
3 and 6 years from today.
It isn't. The term is set up for in the trust document. The term runs until the annual meeting. So actually, it would be up till the contemplated time is for the terms to expire August. But, you know, it's that you're in place until at the end of any term, you're in place until your replacement is appointed. But the idea is these will be done at the U.S. at the governance meetings at the annual meeting time frame.
2023 and 2026.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be good to put that on the record.
Any other discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Those trustees are appointed 7-0. We will take efforts to get them to execute the trust document, and we'll be in business. Since this is a grantor trust, it will not file a separate tax return. The assets, just like in the LMA trust, will be reported in the tax return of U.S. Chess. Seeing no other business at this point, we do have some appeals to consider. We traditionally handle those appeals in closed session, so we will now take a short recess and then come back in closed session, say in 10 minutes. In the meantime, I think Mr. Bauer needs to leave, so thank you for your time here, Randy. We appreciate your
as always.
Input, and have safe travels.
Thank you. That's one that's broken.
It's a sauce.
Those are possible 3 for $15.